Look at Joshua chapter 24. We're going to read verses 14 down through verse number 15. And then I'll begin to explain why I'm going this direction this morning. It says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell." I'm going to stop there, and I will finish the rest of that verse as we go along. But why are we living in a world that is so easily offended when we should be asking a question this morning? Why isn't God offended? Well, why would God be offended? Well, because we offend God on a daily basis. If you're here in our Sunday school class hour this morning, we dealt with sin. And when we sin, we offend God. And that's just how life goes. But we live in a world, again, that I believe has been, the correct term would be for me, has been sissified. You can no longer be able to say what you think is the correct way to say it because you're no longer politically correct. You got to be politically correct when you say things. Today, if you were to go on Facebook, you'll see a lot of posts that deal with face masks. I don't know about you, but I'm not a fan of face masks. Some people are a fan of face masks. And that will offend people. Well, why aren't you wearing one? Well, why are you wearing one? Things of those nature. That's your own personal choice. The last thing that I remember is we still live in America. This is still land of the free. And so if you want to wear one, that's your choice. If you don't want to wear one, that's your choice. That's just the way life is. But we offend people. We get offended even as preachers begin to preach the gospel. The church people that are sitting in the pews get offended of the words that come out of the preacher's mouth. They might get offended because the pastor might be too passive. It might be too generous and isn't stomping on our toes enough. And then they'll get offended when a preacher does stomp on their toes and they'll voice their opinions and they'll stay away because they don't want to hear the truth. It's weird on how we get offended by things. We get offended if a preacher will speak too short. You have recently heard pastor have 15-minute messages. And then you'll turn around and you'll hear another preacher that go on for 45 minutes. So we get offended if it's too short. We get offended if it's too long. It's crazy of what we've allowed to happen in our world. And so we live in this where we're constantly offending somebody. Well, he made fun of me. Well, he did make fun of me. You see the process that's taken place. You offend me because you don't talk about Christ, but then you offend me because you do talk about Christ. We have become so sensitive anymore, which is a real shame. But the real question is, why isn't God offended? And he does get offended. And we offend him on a daily basis. And you can think of areas in your life where you might offend your Lord and Savior. That's your life that you have to look at, not mine. You have to look at your own. And so as we come down here in the book of Joshua 24, verse number 14, it says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord." Do you realize today that there are folks that live in this world, and not just non-believers, but believers as well, that don't have a fear for the Lord? What a shame. There's no natural fear for the Lord. And when you don't fear something, you don't respect him and you don't love him. So there's no fear for the Lord. It says, "Now therefore fear the Lord." It doesn't stop there. It continues to go on. And it says, "And to serve him." Do you know that, again, there are believers who have accepted the Lord as their personal Savior who do not serve him? Who has no idea what it means to serve the Lord? Well, what are you saying? You're saying they're a child of God? Yeah, here's what I'm saying. They accepted the get out of hell free card. They got their assurance they're not going to go to hell, but they're going to go to heaven. And because of that, that's where it stops with the majority of people. And I hope this morning that's not you. And if it's not that that's not you this morning, then don't worry about it. But there are folks who have no idea what it means to fear, and they have no idea what it means to serve the Lord. Well, what does it mean to serve the Lord? It's putting away your own personal desires that you have in life for yourself, setting those aside, and realizing that God is who you're created for, and we're here to serve Him. We're His servants. Look back at the life of Jesus. What did He do? He says, I came not to do my will, but to do what? The will of my Father. What is that saying? That is saying that He has given us and teaching us that we need to be serving the Heavenly Father. And He served His Father while He was here upon this earth. And again, we have believers that don't serve Him. They have no desire, no intentions ever to serve the Lord. And He gets offended by this. And naturally, He should. It says, in cities which He, verse number 14, my eyes went somewhere else. It says, and serve Him in sincerity, not just in sincerity, but serve Him in truth. And put away the gods. Put away the gods which your father served. Again, it's going back and rehashing history with these folks, letting them know what took place with the lives of their fathers and how they served back in those times. They were serving false gods. There were a lot of false images. There were a lot of false idols. There was a lot of false gods that they served. Look at the life of David. A lot of folks don't know this. But when him and his wife Michael fled, you know what took place? They got their images out of their house. There were a lot of false gods that were being served. And the true and only God wasn't being served. Serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And then put away the gods. Put away those things that take you away from serving Him. Put away those desires. Take those away. Take those out of your life. Well, what are the gods that are in your life? Anything that keeps you away from serving Him. Anything, you name it, if it keeps you from serving Him, if it keeps you from having a relationship with Him, it has become a god in your life. Serve Him. Put those things away. Don't become like your fathers and how they served other gods. And serve ye the Lord. Again, we get offended over this, that, and the other thing. But God here has a right to be offended. He sent His own Son to be sacrificed, to be killed for you and me. And then we decide to serve Him half-heartedly, not to put our whole thought and not to put our whole heart into it, but just to give Him just a little bit of ourselves and serve Him just in a little bit of areas of our lives. He deserves more than that. He deserves the best from us. But unfortunately, we allow gods to step in and to begin to fill that void, to begin to fill that gap. And then God is, where is He at? He is on the backside. He is on the shelf where a lot of people put Him. And that's unfortunate. You know, when I went to Israel last year, I saw one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen take place in my life that I wish would take here in the States, but I've yet to see it here take place in the States. Everywhere that I went in Israel last year, it didn't matter if I was at a restaurant, it didn't matter if I was at a gift shop, it didn't matter if I was at a hotel, it didn't matter where I was at. There were people that were out in public and they had their Bibles out reading the Word of God. What were they doing? They were serving Him. I've never seen something take place like that in my life. Oh, it would be a great thing to see it take place here in the States. Amen. Wouldn't it be great if our protesters, instead of being out there protesting and rioting, would stay inside and read the Word of God? Boy, that'd be great, wouldn't it? But that's not taking place. Well, why isn't that taking place? Because they have other gods that they are serving. They have other gods that they are worshiping. And that's what takes place. God has a right to be offended. God has a right to be mad. Why? Because we have neglected Him. We have allowed these last five months, not from everybody, but from some who have neglected serving God. I need to be in God's house. I need to be in service. I need to be in fellowship. I need to be edified so that would make my walk better with Him. It says, now therefore fear the Lord. We move on to verse number 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. You realize this morning, you and I, every time we wake up in the morning, we have a choice to make. And that choice is, am I going to serve God? Or am I going to serve myself? Or am I going to serve man today? And unfortunately, we make wrong decisions. And when we make those wrong decisions, those decisions affect our lives, do they not? And so it would be better for us to wake up that day and begin to choose to serve God. Well, how am I able to do those things? First of all, the best thing that you and I can do in the morning we wake up is forget about what's going to take place throughout the day. Forget about work for that time being. Forget about all the appointments that you might have that day or throughout the day. But take that time to be able to focus upon God for just that moment. Whether it be 15, 20, 30 minutes, however amount of time you got to have, and choose to serve Him. Choose to put Him first in your life. We have a choice to make. Unfortunately, we make so many wrong choices. And it affects us. But we need to make that choice today to serve the Lord. Do you realize there are great benefits to serving Him? There are great benefits to waking up and making that choice that day to serving Him. Boy, just think about those blessings that will be bestowed upon you that day because you decide to choose to serve Him. But think about the opportunities or the blessings that you might miss out on because you might choose not to serve Him. See, there's a warning here from Joshua to these folks at this time. He knew what took place with their fathers beforehand, and he did not want that to take place in their life. He was showing him, hey, God should be at the center of your life. He shouldn't be at the back part of your life. He should be at the very center of your life. And if He's not at the center of your life, then it's not going to be good for you. Choose you this day. You have a choice to make. Whom ye will serve. I'm thankful today that I'm able to serve God. Do I serve Him the way that He deserves to be served? We can all answer this question, and the answer to be no. We need to put off the things that we are so consumed with and to be able to focus upon who God is. Stop worrying about what somebody else thinks. Stop worrying about what somebody else is doing that moment. But worry about and focus upon your own personal relationship with your Heavenly Father. You have a choice to make. And unfortunately, our choices aren't good at times. And they will affect us. And that's not a good thing. I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them. Verse 13, of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not do you eat. Again, let's remind ourselves, now therefore fear the Lord. Oh, how we need to have a fear of the Lord in our lives. Have a love and respect for Him. Serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Let Him be a part of your life. Let Him guide your life. Let Him be that light that you need to have in this world, because this world is so dark and so empty. Let Him be one who guides you throughout your day. Let Him be the one that is going to help you to get through those times. It should be a natural thing for us to have a relationship with the Lord. But again, we live in a world that it's just, hey, I got salvation and that's all I need. I don't need anything else. I don't want anything else. And I will say that to you this morning, if that is you, then you're missing out on the blessings from God. You mean God's going to hold back blessings? If you're not going to serve Him wholeheartedly, why should He give you everything? Well, Chad, I don't see that in Scripture. Well, that's my opinion. Serve Him in sincerity and serve Him in truth. These gods that we have allowed to come in and to consume our lives are specifically designed to take us away from Him. They're there for a reason. And it's designed so that we're no longer attracted to Him, but we're attracted to those false gods, and we rather serve those and rather serve a God who gave us His Son, who died on the cross for your sin and for my sins. Do you realize that Jesus could have said no? He could have said no. He could have said, Father, I've been thinking about this quite a bit, and I've been down here for these last couple years, and I've seen how people are reacting. I've seen how people are treating me right now, and I've seen what's taking place, and honestly, God, they're not worth it, and I'm not going to do it. I'm going to walk away. No, that wasn't Him. He made the choice, regardless of how He's going to be treated. He was still going to go upon that cross. For you and for me. Oh, how we need to have the fear of the Lord in our lives once again. How we need to serve Him once again the way that He is desired, should be desired to be served. We have a great opportunity every single day to serve an Almighty God. We have a great opportunity every time these doors are open to walk in and to learn how to serve Him more and better in our lives. We have the opportunities to better equip ourselves to go out in this world and to serve Him the way that He needs to be served. We have those things placed at our feet, but unfortunately we don't take advantage of those opportunities. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. You know, you can look at the life of an individual and you can know by looking at them who they're serving. You can know that. Let's go on and we'll finish this verse because it doesn't stop there. Joshua, he's talking here. He goes on, he says, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. And here's how he ends this verse. Joshua here is going to take a stand. He's going to be bold about his statement. He's going to let everybody know who he is, who he stands for, and his character at the same time. And they are going to know who the God that Joshua serves. At the end of this verse, it says, but as for me, he doesn't just stop there. He's not just saying, hey, it's just for me and it's for nobody else, and that's the end of the story. But he goes on, he says, but as for me and my house. Whose house? Joshua's house. People who live there. People who are under his authority. whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The fathers, husbands that are in here this morning, you have a choice to make, to wake up and to say, Satan, you no longer have control in my life and in my family. You're no longer going to have your way with us. You're no longer going to be able to tempt us. You're no longer able to take us away from our Heavenly Father because you have no more access to us. I command you in the name of Jesus to get out of here, because today is the day that we choose to serve the Lord. You are no longer welcome here. You're no longer wanted here. You no longer have a place here, because this is where God abides. This is where God is going to be. And you have no more permission to roam around and try to ruin me, and to try to put a lack of fear in my life, to take away my sincerity and truth in serving Him. And you have no more permission to allow these other false gods to come in here, because I serve only one God. That's the statement that Joshua is making here this morning. He is rebuking all of those things. He is standing up for truth. He is being an example. He is being a witness to the very people that he is talking to. You and I have been placed in many people's lives. Not just here. God has given us families. God has given us co-workers. God has given us friends outside of here. And they know who we are. But do they know who we serve? Are they seeing false gods in our life? Or are they seeing the one and true God that needs to be seen? Are they seeing a lack of fear? Are they seeing a lack of respect? Or are they seeing great fear and great respect for the Lord their God? Do they know that when you walk out of the house and when you walk into the grocery store and you walk into the gas station, they say, that individual doesn't serve this world. That individual doesn't serve false God. That individual made a choice and said, they serve God this day. Chad, you sound pretty passionate about this. Yes, I'm very passionate about this. Because I'm tired of believers not giving it their all. And if that's not you this morning, don't worry about it. It has nothing for you then if it's not you. But if it is you, you have something to worry about. Because God deserves your all. God deserves your wife. God deserves your children. God deserves your very house. Because He gave you His Son. The very person that He loved, adored. Just like we love and adore and treasure our children. He treasured His Son. Had a great relationship with Him. And we have no right, we have no business to reject His own Son. We have no right, we have no business to serve Him half-heartedly. We have no right, we have no business to have no love for Him. Choose you this day. You're known by your choices. You know who a drunk is when you look at him. Because you've seen what he did the night before. You're known by your choices. You can walk around town, drive around town, whatever, and you can see a lot of people that are begging for money. And a majority of those is their own choices in life. Some are unfortunate, but some of those are their own choices. You're known by them. And your choices will affect you for eternity. There are some that sit in the auditorium Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, and have yet to truly accept the Lord as their Savior. That's their choice. I believe Joshua here is very passionate about this. Again, he saw what their fathers did. And he doesn't want their fathers, the ones before them, to go back to what their fathers did. They don't want them to go back into that type of a lifestyle. And so Joshua is living by example. And he is saying, and he's putting on record, today is the day, July the 12th, 2020, that I say, that, Lord, this is your place. You are the Lord and the God of my life, and I choose to serve you this day. And from this day forward, no one else will have access to me but you. He's putting that statement out there. Let that be your statement today. Choose you this day. We have choices that we have to make. They will affect us. There's choices that I made as a young person, and it affects me to this day, that I wish I could go back in time and be able to correct that situation and put that right choice in there. I am just like anybody else in here. We're probably haunted to this day by the decisions that we made in our life. We probably at night, we become restless, begin to think about those wrong decisions. And then when you're a parent, you begin to think, oh man, I hope my daughter, my son, I hope they don't become as foolish as I was and begin to make those decisions and to begin to make those choices in life. And you begin to say that for this reason, because you know the scars that you have. It's not visible to them, but you know. And why is that? It's because of the choices. The best choice that you and I can make this day is to say, as for me and my house, we will, without any doubt, without any other circumstances trying to break it up, today we will serve the Lord. Stop worrying about offending somebody else. Stop worrying if somebody is wearing a mask and not wearing a mask. Stop worrying about if the pastor might say the right thing or the pastor might say the wrong thing. We waste so much valuable time into those things. We really do. And I'm just as guilty. I'm not innocent here. I'm just as guilty. I put my likes and dislikes on Facebook. I'm just like anybody else in here. We shouldn't be worried about offending somebody else in those things. We need to be more concerned about offending God. That's what we should be worried about. You know, I know that there are people who don't like my preaching, and I know there are people who stay home because I preach. It's out there. It's no different here than it is somewhere else. Do I allow that to offend me? No. Because I'm here for the Lord. We need to stop worrying about those things, but focus on doing right and stop being so offensive to God. Let's read this verse one last time. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Again, as I said last week, if God has spoken to your heart, if you need to come down and kneel at the altar, or if you need to take a seat where you're at and begin to pray, that is your decision. But I'm going to pray, and as I'm done, and when I get done praying, we will be dismissed. But if somebody's sitting or coming up here, please be respectful for them and be quietly dismissed. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for your word. God, please forgive me in my life where I have offended you or I have failed you. Lord, I have, on too many occasions, too many different times, have chosen not to serve you. I have purposely chosen to serve false gods. I have purposely chosen not to fear and respect you. and not to serve you in truth and sincerity. God, I ask for your forgiveness. God, I pray today that you would continue to not only speak to hearts now, but as we walk away from here, you'd be able to continue to minister to our hearts throughout this day. We ask it, we thank you, we love you this morning because you have first loved us. And in your name, amen. Fear the Lord. We move on to verse number 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. You realize this morning, you and I, every time we wake up in the morning, we have a choice to make. And that choice is, am I going to serve God? Or am I going to serve myself? Or am I going to serve man today? And unfortunately, we make wrong decisions. And when we make those wrong decisions, those decisions affect our lives, do they not? And so it would be better for us to wake up that day and begin to choose to serve God. Well, how am I able to do those things? First of all, the best thing that you and I can do in the morning when we wake up is forget about what's going to take place throughout the day. Forget about work for that time being. Forget about all the appointments that you might have that day or throughout the day. But take that time to be able to focus upon God for just that moment. Whether it be 15, 20, 30 minutes, however amount of time you got to have, and choose to serve Him. Choose to put Him first in your life. We have a choice to make. Unfortunately, we make so many wrong choices. And it affects us. But we need to make that choice today to serve the Lord. Do you realize there are great benefits to serving Him? There are great benefits to waking up and making that choice that day to serving Him. Boy, just think about those blessings that will be bestowed upon you that day because you decide to choose to serve Him. But think about the opportunities or the blessings that you might miss out on because you might choose not to serve Him. See, there's a warning here from Joshua to these folks at this time. He knew what took place with their fathers beforehand, and he did not want that to take place in their life. He was showing him, hey, God should be at the center of your life. He shouldn't be at the back part of your life. He should be at the very center of your life. And if He's not at the center of your life, then it's not going to be good for you. Choose you this day. You have a choice to make. Whom ye will serve. I'm thankful today that I'm able to serve God. Do I serve Him the way that He deserves to be served? We can all answer this question, and the answer would be no. We need to put off the things that we are so consumed with and to be able to focus upon who God is. Stop worrying about what somebody else thinks. Stop worrying about what somebody else is doing that moment. But worry about and focus upon your own personal relationship with your Heavenly Father. You have a choice to make. And unfortunately, our choices aren't good at times. And they will affect us. And that's not a good thing. I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them. Verse 13, of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not do you eat. Again, let's remind ourselves, now therefore fear the Lord. Oh, how we need to have a fear of the Lord in our lives. Have a love and respect for Him. Serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Let him be a part of your life. Let him guide your life. Let him be that light that you need to have in this world, because this world is so dark and so empty. Let him be one who guides you throughout your day. Let him be the one that is going to help you to get through those times. It should be a natural thing for us to have a relationship with the Lord. But again, we live in a world that it's just, hey, I got salvation and that's all I need. I don't need anything else. I don't want anything else. And I will say that to you this morning, if that is you, then you're missing out on the blessings from God. You mean God's going to hold back blessings? If you're not going to serve him wholeheartedly, why should he give you everything? Well, Chad, I don't see that in Scripture. Well, that's my opinion. Serve him in sincerity and serve him in truth. These gods that we have allowed to come in and to consume our lives are specifically designed to take us away from him. They're there for a reason. And it's designed so that we're no longer attracted to him, or we're attracted to those false gods, and we rather serve those and rather serve a God who gave us his son, who died on the cross for your sin and for my sins. Do you realize that Jesus could have said no? He could have said no. He could have said, Father, I've been thinking about this quite a bit, and I've been down here for these last couple years, and I've seen how people are reacting. I've seen how people are treating me right now, and I've seen what's taking place, and honestly, God, they're not worth it, and I'm not going to do it. I'm going to walk away. No, that wasn't him. He made the choice, regardless of how he's going to be treated, he was still going to go upon that cross for you and for me. Oh, how we need to have the fear of the Lord in our lives once again. How we need to serve him once again the way that he is desired, should be desired to be served. We have a great opportunity every single day to serve an almighty God. We have a great opportunity every time these doors are open to walk in and to learn how to serve him more and better in our lives. We have the opportunities to better equip ourselves to go out in this world and to serve him the way that he needs to be served. We have those things placed at our feet, but unfortunately, we don't take advantage of those opportunities. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. You know, you can look at the life of an individual and you can know by looking at them who they're serving. You can know that. Let's go on and we'll finish this verse because it doesn't stop there. Joshua, he's talking here. He goes on, he says, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. And here's how he ends this verse. Joshua here is going to take a stand. He's going to be bold about his statement. He's going to let everybody know who he is, who he stands for, and his character at the same time. And they are going to know who the God that Joshua serves. At the end of this verse, it says, but as for me, he doesn't just stop there. He's not just saying, hey, it's just for me and it's for nobody else, and that's the end of the story. But he goes on, he says, but as for me and my house. Whose house? Joshua's house. People who live there. People who are under his authority. Whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The fathers, husbands that are in here this morning, you have a choice to make. To wake up and to say, Satan, You no longer have control in my life and in my family. You're no longer going to have your way with us. You're no longer going to be able to tempt us. You're no longer able to take us away from our Heavenly Father because you have no more access to us. I command you in the name of Jesus to get out of here because today is the day that we choose to serve the Lord. You are no longer welcome here. You're no longer wanted here. You no longer have a place here because this is where God abides. This is where God is going to be. And you have no more permission to roam around and try to ruin me and to try to put a lack of fear in my life, to take away my sincerity and truth in serving Him. And you have no more permission to allow these other false gods to come in here because I serve only one God. That's the statement that Joshua is making here this morning. He is rebuking all of those things. He is standing up for truth. He is being an example. He is being a witness to the very people that he is talking to. You and I have been placed in many people's lives. Not just here. God has given us families. God has given us co-workers. God has given us friends outside of here. And they know who we are. But do they know who we serve? Are they seeing false gods in our life, or are they seeing the one and true God that needs to be seen? Are they seeing a lack of fear? Are they seeing a lack of respect? Or are they seeing great fear and great respect for the Lord their God? Do they know that when you walk out of the house and when you walk into the grocery store and you walk into the gas station, they say, that individual doesn't serve this world. That individual doesn't serve false God. That individual made a choice and said, they serve God this day. Chad, you sound pretty passionate about this. Yes, I'm very passionate about this. Because I'm tired of believers not giving it their all. And if that's not you this morning, don't worry about it. It has nothing for you then if it's not you. But if it is you, you have something to worry about. Because God deserves your all. God deserves your wife. God deserves your children. God deserves your very house. Because He gave you His Son. The very person that He loved, adored. Just like we love and adore and treasure our children. He treasured His Son. Had a great relationship with Him. And we have no right, we have no business to reject His own Son. We have no right, we have no business to serve Him half-heartedly. We have no right, we have no business to have no love for Him. Choose you this day. You're known by your choices. You know who a drunk is when you look at him. Because you've seen what he did the night before. You're known by your choices. You can walk around town, drive around town, whatever, and you can see a lot of people that are begging for money. And a majority of those is their own choices in life. Some are unfortunate, but some of those are their own choices. You're known by them. And your choices will affect you for eternity. There are some that sit in the auditorium Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, and have yet to truly accept the Lord as their Savior. That's their choice. I believe Joshua here is very passionate about this. Again, he saw what their fathers did, and he doesn't want their fathers, the ones before them, to go back to what their fathers did. They don't want them to go back into that type of a lifestyle. And so Joshua is living by example. And he is saying, and he's putting on record, today is the day, July the 12th, 2020, that I say, Lord, this is your place. You are the Lord and the God of my life, and I choose to serve you this day. And from this day forward, no one else will have access to me but you. He's putting that statement out there. Let that be your statement today. Choose you this day. We have choices that we have to make. They will affect us. There's choices that I made as a young person, and it affects me to this day, that I wish I could go back in time and be able to correct that situation and put that right choice in there. I am just like anybody else in here. We're probably haunted to this day by the decisions that we made in our life. We probably at night, we become restless, begin to think about those wrong decisions. And then when you're a parent, you begin to think, oh man, I hope my daughter, my son, I hope they don't become as foolish as I was and begin to make those decisions and to begin to make those choices in life. And you begin to say that for this reason, because you know the scars that you have. It's not visible to them, but you know. And why is that? It's because of the choices. The best choice that you and I can make this day is to say, as for me and my house, we will, without any doubt, without any other circumstances trying to break it up, today we will serve the Lord. Stop worrying about offending somebody else. Stop worrying if somebody is wearing a mask and not wearing a mask. Stop worrying about if the pastor might say the right thing or the pastor might say the wrong thing. We waste so much valuable time into those things. We really do, and I'm just as guilty. I'm not innocent here. I'm just as guilty. I put my likes and dislikes on Facebook. I'm just like anybody else in here. We shouldn't be worried about offending somebody else in those things. We need to be more concerned about offending God. That's what we should be worried about. You know, I know that there are people who don't like my preaching, and I know there are people who stay home because I preach. It's out there. It's no different here than it is somewhere else. Do I allow that to offend me? No. Because I'm here for the Lord. We need to stop worrying about those things, but focus on doing right and stop being so offensive to God. Let's read this verse one last time. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Again, as I said last week, if God has spoken to your heart, if you need to come down and kneel at the altar, or if you need to take a seat where you're at and begin to pray, that is your decision, but I'm going to pray, and as I'm done, and when I get done praying, we will be dismissed. But if somebody's sitting or coming up here, please be respectful for them and be quietly dismissed. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for your word. God, please forgive me in my life where I have offended you and I have failed you. Lord, I have, on too many occasions, too many different times, have chosen not to serve you. I have purposely chosen to serve false gods. I have purposely chosen not to fear and respect you, and not to serve you in truth and sincerity. God, I ask for your forgiveness. God, I pray today that you would continue to not only speak to our hearts now, but as we walk away from here, you'd be able to continue to minister to our hearts throughout this day. We ask it, we thank you, we love you this morning because you have first loved us. And in your name, amen.